Are we there? I'm expecting more people. All right, are we there now? And it came to pass, verse 29. And it came to pass when he was come right in Bethphage and Bethany, at the moment called at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go ye into the village, and against you, in the which at your coming ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him, thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord has need of it." Let me stop there for a while. Hallelujah. Everything on the face of the earth is owned by the Lord. Can I hear you say, "God owns me"? And everything about me, God owns. Hallelujah. And I will minister to the Lord. However, when we see the pattern of things in our world, we tend to be very much occupied with our needs. And we love to think of our own blessings. We think of Jesus Christ meeting every need of ours. And he does not shy away from those needs. Needs of the crowd, needs of individual, needs of the young, needs of the old, and of those that are run and far, of the class of men he meets, and of the society. He meets every general and individual needs. Hallelujah. And it is good to see him as able Lord, who is able to meet all our needs, and we come to him in faith. That's a good one. It's good to think the Lord never fails. It's good to think that the Lord has enough to feed you. It's good to think that the Lord will give you a succor at the time of need. It's good to come to his bosom and receive the warm welcome of his presence. Praise God. But how about his own needs? Have we ever thought of it? Does God have a need? The scriptures clearly states that the earth is the Lord's. If I were hungry, I would not have told you. Why? Because the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. And what will you give the Lord that will satisfy him? You've never heard that the Lord eats our meat. The Lord is never naked. We have never heard that he wears our clothes. Amen? We've never heard that the Lord drinks our kind of water. Neither have we seen the Lord spend our kind of money. But the Lord is mysterious. He has made all those things for our good. Hallelujah. However, he has need to. The representative of the Lord, the second person in the Trinity, Jesus Christ, came and lived with us. Did he have needs? He did. There are times that the Lord was thirsty and he went and begged for water that was not necessarily to nipping quenches first. Even after all the argument, we still did not read that. Remember, the well of Samaria got water and gave him. Did you? And that he even actually drank the water. But it was for the purpose of argument, discussion. Praise the Lord. However, God has needs in different ways. And he makes the passage we have just read. He sent a message. He needed transportation to go somewhere and to ride to the street of Jerusalem. And he sent two of his disciples to a court whereby never ever man rode. A court which nobody had ever sat on. And he said, go, so yonder. You will find a coat. Lose that coat. Bring it to me. If anybody asks of you, tell him, the Lord has need of it. So, what do you learn from there? The Lord has need. Hallelujah. Whether small or big, at that moment in time, the Lord has had need. Today, the Lord still has need. Am I talking to the people of God? Are the people of God listening to me? Do they believe what I'm saying? The Lord has needs, which you alone can provide. Hallelujah. Which I can provide. Say it to yourself. And I will provide. Appeals to others for the supply of his need that he had need of. He required the coat so he could ride. And you know, some of these things, he limits his power by walking through the laws of nature. It's not as if to say, go there and get a coat. Something will just arise and a coat, you'll see a straining coat. It would have happened. Even the talking of even the fish in the belly of, the money in the fish, belly of a fish. So the Lord could do that. Hallelujah. But he limits his need, his power, to subject himself to needs. How? Why? So that those suppliers of needs might be blessed after they have met his need. At a point in time, he went and met Peter and used the boat of Peter to stand, to be able to preach, to sit, to be able to preach. Did they have any then? He does. He did. And he's still doing. And the world which I told you of, yeah, he did. And number four, at a point in time, he was pleased with some people. Talk of Mary of Bethany, who came and ministered to him, and who poured anointment of costly spikenard and poured on his feet and on his ear to minister to him. And that to him signified and symbolized the day of his burial. He saw it as prayer anointing to embalm him, to keep him from the death, the pangs of death. Praise God. So, he didn't reject it either. Beside that, Joseph of Arimathea, he came after he died and brought myrrh and aloes to anoint him. Did he have need then? Sure, he did. Beside that, that was Nicodemus. But Joseph of Arimathea had a vault that he had prepared, talking of burying place, that he had prepared, and to bury the Lord, he didn't have need there. So, when we talk of the Lord has needs for us to meet, is it true? Can you see in the scripture that the Lord has need of? Yeah. Read verse our text. Continuing in verse 20-30. So no doubt, the Lord is almighty and is great, and there is nothing he cannot provide for himself. But sometimes he limits his attributes and present his needs to the mortal man, and is pleased to use whatever they present to him. And he makes people all throw out for him and release themselves to be used. He makes them blessed and of blessed memory. A thing that cannot sustain a long period remain for eternity. Tell me, what a positive act of Solomon can you best remember of all he did? Of all he did. Anybody? Before he asked for wisdom, God asked him to ask for anything. Something prompted the Lord. What's that thing that Solomon did? Okay? He made the sacrifice ever done before and killed over 1,000 bullocks to make sacrifice. An individual would have made just one, Abby. But he made, presented to the Lord lavishly, threw caution into the air and felt, this is my Lord. If an accountant is to take to probe Solomon for what he did, he will be indicted, right? It will be nothing but a waste. It will be too much for him to offer to anybody. Just like Mary of Bethany broke the bottle of the spikenard, you call perfume. And while she was lavishing everything on the Lord, somebody was there. This is too much. You should have given this to the poor. You should have sold it for 300 pence, and it would have been good money to give to the poor. And the Bible gave a footage. This, he said, not because he cares for the poor, but because he was a thief, and that he had always borne the bag. Praise God. And so, in reality, God look at the motive behind Solomon, that he did what nobody has ever done before. And what did he do to him? He asked him to ask anything. It's like you are giving a check to feel. Is somebody hearing me? You are giving a check to feel, and you are considering the size of the bank. You will never be rich. You consider those who are attending to you. If I ask for 1 trillion naira, now you see these people that will give me. These people are wearing shirt and trousers. A bank is richer than its structure, and you don't actually see the boss. So God is richer than any man could think. Solomon lavishly offered as never offered before his time, and God what he has never done to any man before. God gave wisdom that nobody ever had. Praise God. And God said, kind of wisdom I'm going to give you, it will not be found in any man born of a woman. And his wisdom was spoken of all around the world. Till I'm talking now, you know Solomon because of wisdom. How did it come about? Because he met the Lord's need. If he offered just one bullock, Lord will not accept that. I ask you, that is the norm. But he went beyond the norm. He went further to do what his heart prompted to do. Sometimes the Lord will prompt you to do something. Nothing else will quench that fire. I pray it will survive, and you will carry it out in Jesus' name. But when we consider what people might say, when we consider what it might reduce us to, when we consider the impact of it to what we have left, when we consider the fraction of what is going on compared with what is remaining, many people don't go the way of Solomon. Hallelujah. And my message today will build you up to be above rationalization. The thing of God cannot be rationalized, because nobody can sum God in certain value. Sometimes they form and they ask, what worth? If you ever feel such forms, I pray you will grow to feel it later in life. And they ask you to feel, what's your worth? What is your worth? Some years back, they asked me, I was to go to US for training. What's your worth? I said, what's my worth? My worth? Will I put billions of dollars? I'm more than that. My worth? Even the one I know, even the one I don't know, is part of my worth. Guess what I did? I put dollar, the sign of S, crossed S in front. And I put a figure. Then I wrote 00 till my paper ends. Till the line of my paper ends. I cancel it. I said, that may mean zero still. Praise God. Okay, so I now put dollar. And in the same paper, I now canceled it. I now put dollar, cross S, and I put infinity. You know what infinity means? It means it's valuable enough that cannot be quantified. Inquantifiable. So I put that. When next I met them, I was exposed openly to the whole world that here is a man of faith, and that's what I am anyway. Then they began to talk. So he said, the Lord's value cannot be quantified. It's incontivable, unquantifiable. Praise the Lord. And therefore, that God, when he's calling us to make a need, what is your money? A few years ago, somebody who himself is Christian was challenging Christians who are giving tithe. And it's a common thing among churches. I will never join that debate. The best, let nobody give faith at all than for you to give. Even if they give, it won't attract blessing. Because they are not convinced. The tithe you are moved to give, that tithe is limited to the fraction of your money. But there are certain dangerous tithes and work and money and substance that you give to the Lord that goes beyond any rationalization. Praise God. So Jesus Christ, his needs were met. People ministered to him. They ministered to him. 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Let somebody who is bold read from verse 1.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in one thing. There was no open people. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and then the lamp of God went out to the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down in his place. But the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I."
Wait, you continue thereafter. In that portion of the scripture, we have the dramatic happen. When one little boy understood what it means, what it meant to minister to the Lord. The problem again. In those days, there was no open vision. Are you listening? Nobody heard from the Lord. Nobody heard anything from the Lord. The word of God at that time was what? Precious. Another word for scarce in that context. It was so precious. You know, the value of money is its scarcity. Everybody was groping, agitating, craving for the word of the Lord. It never came to anybody. And people were hunting to hear from God. God brought out himself. And God shut out the people. Nobody had vision. Nobody was a prophet. Even the prophets were in that mode at this point in time. They couldn't have a word from the Lord. Nobody had a dream. And nobody had the ministration of the Lord to them. In those days, the word of the Lord was precious. It was at this time that God answered the prayer of Anna. And she vowed to present her child to the Lord through the prophet of the Lord called Eli. Hallelujah. So now, Peter Eli in a house with his children. But now see one young chap called Samuel growing. And he knew what was the problem in Israel. Nobody had an open vision. Nobody had a dream. Nobody had prophetic. Nobody had the word preached. It was bleak and blank. You see the irony of man. there is nobody who can be totally happy without the Lord. I pray God will not deny you his word. He will give you direction when you are to take a decision. He will give you leading when you are to take a step. When you are to start something, he will inspire you. At that time, there was nothing. Praise God. So Samuel was there, and the children of Eli were unruly. They were stealing even the sacrifice that would be brought to the altar. Their life was a sad departure from the pattern of God's people, especially of men of God. I pray those of you who happen to be children of men of God, you will not be a disappointment to God, to the church of God, to humanity, to God himself, in Jesus' name. So this Samuel, guess what happened? The ark was in their house before the lamp of God went up. This before the ark, the lamp will go. It's like it's been sustained by oil, and it will keep burning and burning. When everybody was asleep, nobody to sustain the oil, the light will be out. So this time around, I can picture Samuel go lie down there and thinking about the Lord. This ark of the Lord. I heard that God used to move to Israel. God, can you do this again? When Israel went to battle, this is what happened. Israel won when the ark of God went with them. God, can you still do it again? Not just necessarily praying. He had not grown to the point of growing, of harnessing God, of presenting certain things in logical manner to God. It was not sound enough. Very small ball. I say, small enough that he could not discern the voice of God. Small enough that when somebody is calling you and you don't see anybody, you don't go to a further place to go and inquire what you are hearing. So, he just began. While he was doing that, God was touched. And God said, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel. I'm hearing a voice, but I can't hear somebody. Perplexity. Guess where he will go? He thought it was the echo of Eli's voice that came to him. So he went and met Eli. He told me, no, I really didn't call you. But how did you hear? I had somebody call me Samuel and told me twice. I'm not mistaken. All right. He came the second time again. Samuel. He had the word. He never saw a person. Where is he calling people today? You call Saul of Tarsus. He will call you. I say he will call you. I say he will call you. He will call you. Is he calling you now? Praise God. God called. And I said, I know what's going on. You know, when you hear this, when you hear it again, you know what you do? Simply say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So, the third time the voice came, and he responded to the Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. The one who knows how to interpret the word, who knows the source of the word, never heard the word again. He has expired. He has become an old prophet, as we learned last week. Hallelujah. Your good thing will not become old. It's not of age, but when you believe, when you pass the days of your testimony, it has made plain. And the Bible says, that which is old is ready to vanish away. And there had been a doom hovering in the house of Eli. Eli was involved because he didn't collect his children. Praise God. So, you must know who you are serving. That the service of the Lord is not by partiality. If you are a pastor and you know your children are not doing well and you are indulging them, you are killing your own self. Not just the children. You must correct them. You must rebuke them. You must refer at it. Not when people see it. In the closet. And when they sin, you must discipline them. Amen? You must be able to discipline them and put them right. Not necessarily as punishment. And restore them to the Lord and they can get to heaven. If they will yield. If they don't yield, lead them to their own destruction. There's nothing you can do. Hallelujah. So, there was this time that Samuel, a little boy, could not discern what happened. But he was ministering to the Lord. What he knew how to do as a child, what's important is knowing what to do. How you do it, God would accept any sacrifice. If a child is praying, a child of three is praying to God, will God answer? How does a child of two pray? Or a child of two? How does he pray? Talk to me now. So he says that clearly, and you hear. No, he mutters words. Syllables that cannot be discerned. Words that are thought to be without signification. Is that not so? Yeah, children. I don't know that you don't eat. What are you talking? What are you talking about? Talk well. I know you talk only to. When you are talking like that as a baby, as a child, does the parent make sense of you? No. What does it parent know? They assume the meaning of what you are saying. That's God for you. Hallelujah. Even when you don't say it in the way professional people would say it, those who have gone and they have degree in English or in your language, even when you cannot match their way, you talk it as it is. It is the motive God is looking for. So that was what happened. He will go and lie down and say, I'm so tired. I can imagine him putting his head on that the cart, that is the ark of the Lord. God, I can do it again now. Do it again. And God saw him. He was ministering to the Lord. Hallelujah. I say you in a new generation. I say you, a new generation will begin with you. The generation that will minister to the Lord will begin with you. It starts one day. It starts with an impetus, with an urge, with a driving force, and with an encouragement. This is what I'm giving you today. Hallelujah. Ministering to the Lord. The boys began to give to the Lord, minister to the Lord. And as he was doing that, God understood his word. And God took him up. And that was why God now made him not just to hear God speak, in him the prophet of the Lord. Another word for prophet of the Lord is what? Somebody? A minister of the Lord that can speak God's word to people. In fact, before his time, there had never been a prophet like Samuel. And everything he said was right before the Lord. And God used him to install kings, to anoint kings, and to win battles for Israel. If he had not ministered to the Lord, will it have happened? Praise God. Minister to the Lord. God heard him. Some people are fooling themselves. They can only ask what God will do for them. They won't think of ministering to the Lord. Oh God, I learned that Israel sinned against you. I'm so sorry that we did that. Well, we are sorry. And God took him up. He said that in him. Some people are always what the Lord will do for them. What they could gain to increase more power. Is that not so? Is that not so? When we are praying today, and we ask you to pray, what do you do? Needs. Isn't that so? Needs that will not finish in the next 100 years. Abby, the kind of money God can push in your hand that will not make you go hungry. That even if rice become 300 naira per bag, you will still want to buy and not feel that you are missing out. Is that not so? The one that the miracles after God has satisfied you, let him now continue with your children. Isn't that so? And the children, children, so that it will never end. Wealth that never ends. But we are minister to the heart of God. How will God be like this? People have offended and done some evil against him. God, can you consider us once more? Consider us again. Restore your word to us. He did it. God will listen. And God make him a blessing. May God make you a blessing. So God heard him. And God called him. And gave him a prophetic ministry. The problem of Israel became solved. God now gave them a word. A prophet. Not just a prophet, the person that can speak towards God unto them. If the enemy came and Samuel said, "You enemy, stay there. Today, God will fight for us." It might take God bringing down storms and hailstones from heaven to finish the enemies. And it happened. Hallelujah. He was a prophet of the Lord. A prophet is the man that speaks to people about God. A priest is a man that speaks to God about people. Here was a prophet. He has a word without thinking of it. In fact, God spoke to him face by face to face. He was speaking mouth to mouth. He was in the house of Jesse and he wanted to announce somebody, and God spoke to him there and nobody else had it. This is what you do. Hallelujah. Don't anoint that man. I have resisted him. This is the man you would have anointed. So it's a great thing to celebrate the Lord when the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Dare to trust him in such simple way and minister to him as his feet, and through the grace of God you will see him in his fullness. He ministered in the heart of God. Luke chapter 4, somebody read, another person to read verse 39. Luke 4. Yeah. Yeah. No, 39.
When Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit, he came from Jordan and was led by Spirit of
Jesus.
And he stood over her and rebuked the fever and kept her.
Good. Praise God. Who was the one that rebuked fever? Out of who? Peter's mother. Mother-in-law. Then who now minister to them back? the mother-in-law of Peter, minister to who? Jesus. How did she minister? May have given them food, right? May have taken care of them. Do you see what I'm saying? He has something to give to the Lord. He was moved. He was challenged. He was blessed. She felt happy. She felt this is great. I won't let him go. The Lord is great, has done wonderful things. So this fever can leave so soon as that. Wow. She ministered to the Lord. Praise God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. Matthew 4, verse 11. Praise the name of the Lord. Human being minister to the Lord. Angels minister to him. Won't you minister to him? What happened here? He had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And he was an hungered. In other words, he was hungry and thirsty. So the devil came to offer him suggestion. You are a great man of God. In fact, you are God. Can you just command these stones so that they can be turned to bread? Now, we are not saying that you should go and steal bread, though. Just the same power you have. Know the value of it. Now, before you can get to food now, it will take time. You are tired. Command these stones that they become. Because I know if you do, God will not refuse you. Guess what he did? Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. After he did that, what will you do to Jesus Christ? After he had overcome not only the hunger, not only the temptation, he had overcome the trial, the onslaught of the devil. What do you think he needed at this point in time? Not necessarily. Because he didn't eat immediately. Angel didn't bring him food. What happened? Somebody had just overcome certain thing, had just won a battle. What do you say? Congratulations. Amen? The angels came to congratulate the Lord. They minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. This year, this month, somebody will receive congratulations. I minister to somebody, you will have a word of congratulations before this year ends. This month, somebody is going to have congratulations. You will do something that people will greet you. You may not have had congratulations in the last 10, 20, 15, 16, 3 years, 5 years, but this time around, I release the words of hanging congratulations. They will come your way. Hallelujah. You will pass an exam, people will congratulate you. You will deliver children, people will congratulate you. You will build a house, people will congratulate you. Some money will come your way, people will congratulate you. I say congratulations will come your way. Let me share a little testimony. A few days ago, I was going out to pray in the night. And usually, I have to go downstairs. So, I took my Bible in the form of handset. That's what I used to. And a rod, in case I see any creature. Praise God. It's my fighting weapon. Okay? So as I was going, I will shut the door in. So as I finished locking the door, the entrance door, I was to descend on the stairway and I heard congratulations. Audibly. The Lord said, congratulations. You want to now go and pray. What do you think will occupy that prayer? I mean, I didn't do anything more than that. Hallelujah. When God had congratulated you, I still won't go by that. I've already. Do I know why God congratulated me? It may not have to do with anything I want to pray on. But he has known the future. And he has seen that something great is coming my way. And he congratulated me. I said, somebody will congratulate you. For I share with her. Maybe 2 days later. I said, you know, God told me, God congratulated me. What a good and wonderful thing. A beautiful thing for God to do something for you. And I'm expecting great things more than you expect. That great things will happen to me. If God greets you, congratulations. Men will greet you, many congratulations. And I believe the living God whom you serve will not leave you alone. He will bless you with the blessing of heaven. Matthew chapter 8, verse 3. No, Luke 8, 3. Yeah. It's okay. Do you see people who minister to him? So, ministry to the Lord. Scriptural. Minister. What did they minister to him this time around? Substance. Might be food. Might be blessing. Might be gift. They ministered unto the Lord. Praise God. Of their substance. When you are giving anything to God, know that you are giving it to God. Know that you buy something and you keep this. I'm giving it to God. No. If you are giving something to God, give it with the receipt so that anywhere they steal it, you have receipt to produce. Why do I say that? I used to have a colleague. Who was a colleague, a state overseer. When other people will come and take charity, they will have to sign paper. A charity that is giving me free, and they have to be producing paper for me to sign and stay, people may not mind. Now, some of his colleagues will need money, and he will give them paper to sign. What kind of charity is this one? If you simply put, you gave social and so charity, anybody wants to audit your country, it's so decayed there. But you know, many people are giving things and they are not releasing it. If anything happens, they can see with all. That's not ministering your substance. Hallelujah. May God help us to minister our substance. The way we ought to do. Lavishly. You still don't own that thing again. And you release it with all your happiness and joy. Including everything that has to do. But somebody was, in case they want to deny it, I must keep some things so as to prove that I am the owner of this. No, what? Once you give, you give. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, so many years passed. We used to have somebody who brought my former leader. He preached salvation to him, brought him to God. So he was his father in the Lord. And he became a member of that ministry, which my own leader, my former leader, was leading for many years. In fact, he was staying in their house for some years. Okay? So many things he did. I don't know whether there was any project. His money, and he was a builder, a developer. He had money. Some of us cannot boast of getting married without this man furnishing your house. Very humble. He was only a choir master. Many people didn't know his name. working for the Lord. But there came a time he fell into sin. He was sick in the hospital. And part of the people who went to greet him happened to be members of the choir with him. And before you know it, he fell into sin. And so, he was put under discipline. So we are there to handle his case. We are brought from different states. We are there to deal with him. And Baba had told us about the matter. What to say, what to do, and all that. I just look at the scenario. I felt this matter can mar the entire ministry. I said, excuse me, sir. Can I talk? Yeah, he said. Generally, I'm calm. But whenever I say I want to talk, they always keep. They will always want to hear from me. I said, yeah, if we discipline this man, the man is already dead. So if you take a rod and you are hitting a dead man, does he know anything? This man says, yes, he's under discipline. And there is no mercy for him. And we want to increase his discipline. That's what we gather. I said, let's be careful. This ministry, they see us as above all. We will call for ministers' conference. You see all the ministers in Nigeria will come. And we will minister to them. They saw us as a pattern. Many churches were forming their name through the name of the ministry then, just as they will do to redeem now. So I said, let's be careful, this man. We don't lose him too. We don't enter into legal battle that we expose the whole ministry to many things odd. If we can heal this man today and bring him back to life, this man later we can now discipline him. From the meantime, he's dead. And in his deadness, he said, your land, give it to me. And Deeper Life was saying, our property is a, we built it on the land. And he said, take your property, but the land is mine. You see, you can see that serious issue. I thought there was no way we won't enter into the eyes of the world. Meanwhile, the man had already instituted the only constitutional lawyer in the nation. That's Onagoluwa. To handle the matter, and there is no way we can win that case. So we were in the meeting. We called him, he was outside. We called him inside. By the time we called him inside, and my suggestion came, the man said, go and ask. He called one of us, who was the secretary to the Minister of Internal Affairs, that's John Shagaya, Colonel John Shagaya. I said, go and tell the Nagoya to withdraw the case. Just because we felt, let us pardon him, and we pardon him. He said, let's withdraw the case, and we withdrew the case. That's how Deeper Life became troubleless ministry. But that thing will have ruined our name that time. Praise God. What am I saying? I am saying, sometimes when you give something to God, and you are still keeping your mind on that thing, in the land, even after building on it, my own. You are not giving it to God yet. However, the Lord who is going to reward people, he knows how to reward everybody. Praise God. And so, I pray that the living God who has made you, you'll find nothing too big to give unto him. Some people give some things, but they are still holding tight to it. Let's read Mark chapter 10. Can somebody read Acts of the Apostles 13 from verse 1?
Now, there were in church that was at Antioch, very prophet and teacher, as Barnabas and Simon, that were called Niger, and which they were called Cyrene. which has been brought up as a minister to the Lord and personally in
Moses. Praise God. Who are those ministering to the Lord? The church at Antioch. How are they ministering to the Lord? Talk to me now. How are they ministering to the Lord? How? And if you are bold, say it loud. They were fasting and they were praying. Look up, somebody. Sometimes you just feel like fasting. You just feel like praying, not for a particular need in your life. You just feel drawn to God. And you are fasting and praying. During that period, you are just ministering to the Lord. Amen. Is somebody hearing me? You are just ministering to the Lord. Not for anything, not for a need, not for any project, not for any blessing you are looking for. You're just ministering to the Lord. What do you do? You are just fasting and praying. As a result of ministering to the Lord, look at the door to Gentiles. God raised up Paul the apostle. Separate unto me, Paul and Silas, for the work that I've called them to. So different ways of ministering to the Lord. One, in our substance. Two, in prayer. Three, in money. Four, in our life. We just present ourselves unto God, consecrating ourselves unto God. It's a need in your life. God will know how to meet such a need. Praise the Lord. Mark 10, 45. Mark 10. Did you hear that? Even Jesus Christ ministered to man. He sat in the room on the floor, took a towel, took a bowl, and soaked the towel and was wiping the disciples' feet. He was ministering to his disciples. And Peter said, Lord, unto me, God forbid. He said, no, you better watch it. Allow me to do it. Because if you don't allow me to do it, you have no part with me. Is it that serious? It's as serious as that. Listen, unless you learn to minister unto the Lord, your faith is incomplete. Your faith is what? Learn to minister to the Lord. This, we have been talking on prayer, 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 prayer. But learn one aspect you have never known. Begin to see how you can minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. And you will see miracles attended to you. It's not, God is not everything about give, give. It's not an ATM. Give, 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 press button. Let money come. No, there are times that you have to stock. The way of God will bless us. Hallelujah. We are at the crossroad when we don't know what to do next. When that happens, what do you do? Go and minister to the Lord. Stay in God's presence. Linger on there. Keep on praising Him. Keep on thanking Him. Keep on considering what is the way forward. And by the grace of God, as you minister to the Lord, miracles will attend your way. Come on, say a bigger amen. Mark 15, verse 41. Mark chapter 15. Wait, let them open. You can now.
Who also, when he was dying, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women, rich people.
So, do you see this Bible teaching as a cardinal point in the Bible? It's not just once. It's not just New Testament. It's not just Old Testament. It's not just man. Even Christ did it. It's a value. An invaluable thing for us to get involved in. By the time you begin to learn how to minister to the Lord, that's another realm in the spirit where you are considered special before God. If you are still interceding, praying, asking for God to do something. We are in one ordinary level. We were in a meeting, and they gave us something. Or we went to another. They asked, what will you eat? And you told them, I want this, I want that. And my mother looked at you like this. And you see one that thing. You are on your own. My mother, broomstick, a old broom, or this homologo. Oh God, you will never in your life forget. So if my mother asks, look at you like this, even you have indicated you will eat. Will you eat? And your mother said no. And they ask you, will you eat? And you look at her, you nodded with your head. And my mother, and they brought the food and you ate. You will be in trouble. So sometimes people didn't know, we just see that. You who said you are not eating, and you are eating. You are now saying you don't eat again when the food has come. It is because of my mother's look. Praise God. Do you know how God look at us? Are you sensible? May God make us sensitive. Sensible and sensitive to the instruction of God. To minister to God. To know what God is saying. To be burdened by what is happening all around us. It's not about praying. It's not about fasting. But acting on God's behalf. And generally, you present yourself and minister to the Lord. Hallelujah. I used to share you a testimony of what God used to do for me when I was in Canada. The previous day, a day before then, myself and Mama went to minister in one of the, we were staying in Toronto. But we were invited to preach in one, can you remember the name? The place we went to minister. The town now. It's a very popular. No, it starts with M. Montreal. Praise God. We were to minister in Montreal and we went and ministered. Great one. The following day, I was to go to U.S. and she was to come to Nigeria back. But I didn't have enough money. Not that I didn't have money, I had some millions of them. But because the person with whom we went happened to know a bank manager who said he was going to change the money for us at federal government, central bank rate. Okay? And that was good enough for us. But the man, he was being sent money while we were in Canada. He wasn't telling us. So he was using the money. And he told me, so return to Nigeria too. I think he returned a day before Mama. He returned to say, as soon as he will send the money back to us. Even though he was whining us. Wine is just a slang, it's not an English word. Praise God. He was whining us, capping us. Yeah. So, meanwhile, I knew I had small money, but I was waiting on the money that they were going to send to take care of my 1 month of waiting on the Lord in New York. I mean, for my birthday, that's what I do every time. So, I didn't know I was in trouble, but the Lord had known I was in trouble. What you don't know now, a problem you don't know now, God already knows. Amen? And He will solve your problem before you get there. I didn't know I was going to be stranded in America. The person was to house me that same night. I don't know what I had. What came on me. What I will not accept, I won't accept. Even when it takes me to be in danger. I was going to stay within the send money. I had 129 naira. I mean, dollar. $120. When I got to the house of this boy, I just felt, no, I can't stay here. I just felt disgusted, honestly. I felt, no, I won't stay here. All right? Please look for your hotel for me. At what? You had only $120 on you, and you're asking for an hotel. He couldn't get any. So at last he got a private hotel. And he said, but that's $200 per night. So I said, how will I do? Okay, can I speak to the hotelier? She happened to be a lady. While I was speaking, I said, how much is it last? She said, $200, that's the least you can get. Huh? Well, I didn't know what to do. He said, talk now. I said, no, it's because the money you call and the money in my hand, I find it difficult to reconcile. He said, how much do you have? And even if I had $120, I was not ready to part with everything. Praise God. I said, no. He said, Reverend, talk. You say you are a man of God. Talk. Just say anything. I said, yes, anything, but reasonable thing too. He said, say anything, Reverend. I said, okay, I have $80. He said, you are good to go. Come on, right away. $80. I said, well, out of 200. He said, yes. So I went. I finished the night. Nothing the following day. And I was to stay for a month. See my trouble. That was going to be a crisis. And you can't change your ticket overnight. If you are to do that, you will pay almost equal amount for your ticket from America to Nigeria. Almost equal amount. So I said, God, I've never been this stranded in my life. Brethren, you will never be stranded. But the last night in Canada, I was praying. Praise God. You don't know how I feel. I've given this testimony more than 5, 6, 7 times. Abi? But the more I give it, the more I like to give it. It's because you don't know how God saved me, how He delivered me. I'm the one who knows, just like the accident God saved me of. I will always give that testimony. So, I was praying the previous night. God, guess what I was doing? My prayer, God, make me a blessing in America. Those who go to America to preach, they are looking for pulpits so that they can bless them with money. No, I didn't want, I will never want to preach and take money. Sometimes they can't, but like they did in Montreal, we couldn't refuse. They said, no, this is what they must do to take care of our transport. Yeah, in that case, there was nothing I could do. All right, so, but for me, to depend on money, no. I won't, because of which I have, in fact, you do that negotiation with me, you have missed me. I won't attend that preaching. Okay, so, I was left with $40. Shouldn't we eat? Even when we have any little money left, it's the next order we'll not be able to cross. So I went to the grocery to see if I can get some few things. I didn't want to lay hold on what's inside my guest room. I have up and down, it's lost like a duplex. I had freezer, fridge, cooker, everything you can think of. And there's nothing you want to eat that you can't prepare there. But I'm not cut out for that, sir. I look at how many food they had. You had bread, cheese, butter, this, that. I'm talking of food, egg, oil, whatever you can do, spark. And I was just tired. So I didn't eat before I slept. I woke up in the night and blessed the Lord. The following morning, I went to the grocery if I could buy some. I couldn't take out of my $40 that remained. Or else, the fear of being stranded was my problem. Praise God. Just took my phone and called a friend in Nigeria. I didn't know the friend was not just in US. The Satan I was. So I called, friend, where are you? No. Friend, do you know anybody in New York? He said, what happened? I said, I'm in New York, but I'm stranded. I said, Reverend, I'm in New York also. Eh? What are you saying? He said, I'm in New York. He said, oh, you didn't tell me you were coming to New York. He told me also, you also didn't tell me you were coming to New York. We met there. He said, Reverend, I'll call you in the next 5 minutes. And that became what we take care of me for the month. They took me to the supermarket, bought a big box for me, and they were storing things. Reverend, take. I refused taking anything. It's the husband of that woman that was housing us that was picking those things. Yes, even if he doesn't want it, when he gets home, they will need it. Was buying this, was buying this, was my box was full. Big box. I'm not talking of bag, box, big one, solid. They bought it and filled everything. Can augment my money. No. Can that be a human being? No, that could only be God. Why? Because I pray God. Praise God. Make me what? And how did I become a blessing? They had need, and I was ministering in Canada. God made me a blessing. That need, when I got there, God solved their problem. When their child was to go to jail, I averted it. Can this happen? God is with you. Then they began to talk of great men in Nigeria, and they said, see, only in name will be different. It's not you. Somebody is coming to America and wants to lodge in New York. Please give him notes. Praise God. You know where I'm going? I was ministering to the Lord in Canada, and God was ministering to my need. Because as soon as I came inside after the prayer, I was parading the hotel lobby. You know, that's risk. And get you arrested and feel that maybe you want to burgle one of the rooms, they can report you to police. Before you know it, you will have been in the police station before, blah blah blah. But I was praying under that chilling cold. I was praying and asking the Lord. As soon as I got to the room back to go and sleep, guess what happened? I just saw the picture of this family. So whenever you are ministering to the Lord is ministering to your needs. Amen. Whenever you are, I didn't go to ask for anything at all. Rather, let God make me a blessing where I'm going. And the Lord made me a blessing to them. They will never forget. When they told their son about what happened, he had been very skeptical about men of God. When they told him about my own, he said, I like to meet the man of God. And by the grace of God, further miracles happen in that family. They will never forget. And so, the message I've given today is a message to be considered. It's a message to build a new lifestyle. It's a message to tune our spirituality. It's a message to make us closer to God. And by the grace of the living God, may you mature to that level. We are going to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding in spiritual matters. I pray this with your God in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Rise up. Tell the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Paul and Silas and Antioch were ministering to the Lord. While they were ministering to the Lord, God spoke and said, Paul and Silas, for the work that I've given them. If they were not ministering to the Lord, I don't know whether they will have lost that message. But thank God, the New Testament we have today is because of that instruction, that vision God gave them. Separate unto Paul and Barnabas. May the Lord separate. May the Lord separate you unto himself. May the Lord separate you unto himself. May the Lord separate you unto himself. May you grow higher today. May you begin to minister unto the Lord. May you give the hint of how you now begin to minister unto the Lord. May you do it regularly and never forget. May become a pattern of life for you. You will continue and you will never be tired in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you want to take a step higher and you want to be ministering to the Lord from now on? Let me hear your response. If yes, raise up your right hand. If you mean it, if you don't mean it, put down your hand. It's not by force. Do you want to be ministering to the Lord? Just raise up your right hand. My Father God, thank you for the message we've had today. Lord, I pray that the window of heaven will be open for your children and the desires will be ratified. Today, accept them as they are shown interest to go a little higher and go a little deeper. Let Jesus Christ's love be sweeter to them. Let them learn to minister unto you all the days of their lives. Let things get better for them. They have tried different ways, fasting, praying. Let this be the last option that does not defy solution. From now on, let everybody be committed to ministering to the Lord. And let this church have it as a permanent lifestyle, not just a program, a lifestyle that will keep us ministering to the Lord. And as we get involved in it, let our life change for the better. Lord, accept this sacrifice, the sacrifice of faith, as we raise our hands up. Accept us. Accept us. Accept us. Let the flame of God descend upon us. Let it consume us. Let it lick the sacrifice. We offer ourselves. Accept us. Accept us in the beloved. Accept us graciously. Accept us lavishly. Accept us as your mercy. Thank you, Father, for hearing. And whatsoever they bring to you, I pray, deny them not. I pray, my Lord, during this period, this new style, Lord, I pray they will come up with different testimonies. And let it be a permanent thing for them. Let it make a change completely of their lifestyle. And let them be able to share the same with other people who are not here. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Bless somebody throughout this week. Bless somebody throughout this month. Bless somebody throughout this year. Lord, let somebody receive congratulations. And Lord, I pray that they will never be tired of the things of God in their life. Forgive the past. Overrule the past. Cleanse them. Purify them. Migrate them. Let them move to another realm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.